Hello and welcome to the Developmental Services Ontario's podcast. Today we're going to talk about the temporary wage increase for direct support workers and how it will impact passport recipients. I'm your host, Val Baravi, Communication Specialist for DSO. And in the studio with me today is Dominic Pizzante, who is the Passport One trainer for Family Service Toronto. Welcome, Dominic.
Thank you, Val.
So Dominic, tell us about this temporary wage increase for direct support workers.
Sure, Val. So on October 1st, 2020, the government of Ontario announced a temporary wage increase for personal support workers and direct support workers in home and community care, long-term care, and social services. The wage increase is in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. For the purposes of folks on this webcast tonight who are passport funding recipients, this means they can pay their support workers an additional $3 per hour.
So what does this mean for passport recipients?
Sure. So passport funding recipients can submit invoices for the wage enhancement by using their purchase of service invoice form starting January 18th, 2021. Because the wage increase went into effect on October 1st, 2020, recipients can also submit claims for the wage enhancement retroactively.
Will there be an increase to the passport funding recipients' budget to cover the wage increase?
No. The wage increase will not be provided through an increase to the passport funding recipients' budget. For all claims submitted moving forward, and any claims submitted on or after January 18th, $3 for each hour worked will be processed from a separate funding source. The invoices that are eligible are services labeled as support worker hours, service types 1, 2, and 3.
Can you give us a few examples of how the wage increase will be provided to the passport funding recipients?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first example is, let's say you submit a claim for the period of January 1st to January 31st, 2021. And that claim is for $25 per hour and 30 hours worked. Your total claim is $750. You'd be reimbursed $750 by Passport One, but only $22 an hour would be processed from your passport funding budget. The $3 an hour wage increase is reimbursed from a separate funding source. So on this $750 claim, only $660 would be subtracted from your passport funding budget, and the $90 would be processed from the wage increase budget. If you've already submitted support worker hour claims with a service period of October 1st, 2020 to January 18th, 2021, the budget would be automatically credited at a rate of $3 per hour worked. For example, if you submitted a claim with a service period of October 1st to October 31st, 2020, which was already processed by Passport One and included support worker hours, so service types 1, 2, or 3, your budget will be automatically updated. If the October 1st to October 31st, 2020 submission included 40 hours worked and $25 per hour, $3 per hour will be credited back to your budget. In this example, your remaining balance will increase by $120. And we got that by doing $3 per hour multiplied by 40 hours worked. The same calculation would be applied for all support worker hours that took place between October 1st, 2020 and January 17th, 2021.
Now, what if the recipient has already submitted a claim, but not for the wage increase?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. So let's say you've already submitted a claim for October 1st, 2020 to December 31st, 2020. A second claim can be submitted to claim the wage increase portion only. You can claim the wage increase portion only by submitting page 1 and 2 of your purchase of service invoice form to Passport One. On page 2, the support worker hours and mileage page, you will add $3 per hour multiplied by the number of hours worked. If the October 2020 invoice was submitted for 30 hours, when submitting the wage enhancement, page 2 of the purchase of service invoice form will show 30 hours multiplied by $3 per hour for a total of $90. Once you are reimbursed this $90, it is important to provide this money to the support workers who's completed those hours.
What if a recipient has not submitted a claim yet for the period of October 1st to January 17th?
Sure, Val. So if somebody has not submitted a support worker hour claims with a service period of October 1st, 2020 to January 17th, 2020, $3 per hour worked will be automatically processed as a wage enhancement and will not be subtracted from your passport funding budget. You can submit your support worker hours as you would using page 1 and 2 of your purchase of service invoice form. So let's look at an example. Let's say you submitted a claim for October 1st, 2020 to October 31st, 2020, which includes 40 hours and $25 per hour. That invoice has a total of $1,000. You will be reimbursed the full $1,000. However, only $880 will be subtracted from your passport funding budget. The additional $120 will be processed from the separate wage enhancement funding source. You'll receive one payment of $1,000. For all future claims, while the wage increase is available, $3 per hour for all support worker hours claims will be automatically processed from the wage increase funding source and not from your passport funding budget. This applies to all invoices with service types 1, 2, or 3 moving forward until March 31st.
What if I have already been paying my support worker an extra $3 per hour since October 1st, 2020?
Then your budget has been automatically updated as of January 18th, and you can continue paying your support worker an additional $3 an hour until March 31st, 2021.
And how can I find out my remaining balance?
You can confirm your current remaining balance, including all of the automatic credits, by contacting your local passport agency.
Now, how long is the wage increase going to be in place for?
So the wage increase is effective from October 1st, 2020 to March 31st, 2021.
When is the last day to submit my invoices for March 2021?
So invoices must be submitted by March 22nd, 2021, even if the support workers worked until March 31st, 2021. I know this is different than other months and years where you were asked not to submit support worker hours before the service takes place. This change is being asked because the folks who process the claims at Passport One need to make sure that invoices are processed on March 31st, 2021, as that is the last day the increase is available.
Now, which methods can be used to submit this?
Yeah, so all methods are good. You can submit your invoices through email, fax, mail, eClaim, or My Direct Plan.
Thank you, Dominic, for your insight. I hope that this podcast session has helped our audience to understand the temporary wage increase for direct support workers. We'd love to hear from you. Please send us your comments and suggestions for future podcast topics to info@dsontario.ca or via our social media accounts at dsontario.ca. Thank you for listening, and until next time.